This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. You know, especially when you're working a 9-to-5 in an office, it can be really easy to neglect proper nutrition or overcompensate by bringing in plain salads every day. So what is the middle ground? To discuss the importance of the clean eating food community, we have Jackie Leung, founder of Ours Eatery. So thank you so much for coming in and speaking to me today.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
All right. Well, so you actually started Ours Eatery. It's what you call your passion project alongside your job as a consultant as well.
Yes.
So what actually made you want to start this business?
I have always been a foodie. I always love food. And going for good food, it's always indulged. You know, some things that you indulge, some things that, you know, you want the taste of food. You want to enjoy the meal. So when it's come to our eatery, I want to share wellness eating, clean eating. I realize that health is very important, where people, they often neglect. They think that, you know, okay, I eat this, I eat a fast meal so that as long as I can feel my stomach, then I'm fine already. But, you know, nowadays food is not just about food. Food is preventive medicine. So you need to know what you're putting inside your body. So that's how my passion project came in, Ours Eatery.
Right. From what I know, you also have a very personal connection to really discovering, you know, your own health journey. So can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. My mom, she's a very active person. And my family, we manufacture soy sauce. So it's always been a journey for us, you know, for eating all those food, you know, I would consider that bad food, you know, good food is bad. You know, especially like Thun say, you know, if you eat something is good, you better stop eating it. So, you know, and my mom died, she went through health issues. So we have to rethink on what we need to do with our body. For seeing her going through such a bad time, she was a very active person before, and suddenly she have to go through mental and physical adjustment. She cannot do a lot of things because she hit with a mouth stroke where, you know, and then like, you know, all those diabetes, high blood pressures, all those clump in. So for us being children, like, you know, oh my God, you know, like seeing our mom being an active person, what can we do? That's how we started, you know, okay, what are we eating that causing all these things? You know, what have the environment do to us? Why are we doing so? You know, are we not healthy enough? Are we not looking after ourselves? So that's where all the health journey started. We need to go through, like, you know, what we are putting inside our body, what adjustment we need to make, you know, what actually should we eat, what should we decrease, you know. And then for myself as well, you know, going through the journey with her, it teaches me also, okay, you know, you can eat good food, you can eat some things very tasty, but you have to manage what you eat, you have to know what you're putting in. Insight, you know, that's how it's all started.
Yeah, I think it's especially sobering when you see someone like a parent as well, you know, go through a health problem because they're someone that you look up to and someone that you tend to structure a lot of your life around. So when you have that sort of experience, it can actually change your life entirely, as it has for you, clearly. So I think that's really interesting that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs will start because of something that is like a hobby or something like that. But what you started off from was a problem that you saw needed to be fixed, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
And also the thing with clean eating and being healthy, I think a lot of people tend to associate being healthy with being boring, right? There's kind of stigma almost in a way that being healthy is, oh, you can't eat anything nice. You can't enjoy your food. You can't have good tasting food, but you really want to dispel those notions.
Yes.
Right. So the way that you have approached Ours Eatery is that you have some pretty strict standards that you uphold your food to. So you oven roast all of your proteins in-house. You also make all of your sauces in-house as well. So what is the benefit of doing all of that work?
The reason why we are being so meticulous into how we prep our food, how we get it all done, we pride ourselves. We don't use preservative, you don't use additive stabilizer, you know, no GMO. It's like, these are the important things. You know, we want to serve you real food, whole food, so that, you know, that's why we're very particular. I have two in-house chefs. You know, for a small eatery to have two in-house chefs is actually, I will say that, you know, the skill is like, oh, you know, you don't need to have two in-house experience. But no, we want to do that is because we care for what our customers are eating in it. And the way that we chooses our ingredient, the way that we wanted the method to, you know, to cook our food, it's actually, derived into, you know, are you killing all the nutrition? Are you actually managing how you're prepping your food? You know, that's why we have no deep frying, no heavy cooking. We want to retain the nutrient as much as possible so that you can taste the real thing. You know, you're tasting real food. You're eating some things that, oh, this is what real taste supposed to be. Mm. You know, the mixes, you know, the balance of each layer of meals, like of the dish.
Yeah, really focusing on bringing out the best of the ingredients instead of hiding them behind what would be considered unhealthy cooking methods.
Yeah.
Like frying, etc. So you also have an open kitchen in your store as well. What exactly is the importance of people being able to see the food being prepared?
Yeah, this is one of the challenge that we actually have. You rarely see an open kitchen unless that you go to a, like, you know, a fancy fine dining restaurant where, you know, they cook, they serve in front of you, a Japanese, you know. But for us, we want to, because we want our customer to know that we are very honest with our food. Our tagline is honestly healthy. We want you to know how your food is being prepped, how your food is, you know, how we manage your food, how our kitchens work. So, you know, it's just like you're walking into your own kitchen like that. You're going into your own pantry. You see your mom's cooking. You see your grandparents cooking, your grandma cooking. So this is what we want them to feel. So you know your food, how it is being prepared. My only close-up area is my washing area where, you know, totally all open. So you see how the food is being prepared. We are very honest and we are very transparent about that.
Yeah, you know, I think it really has this element of being able to understand what you're putting in your body when you can see it being made as well. When you can actually see all of the ingredients going into the oven or being grilled, you can see the sauces being made in front of your eyes. It really provides this idea of, oh, actually, now that I know exactly how it's made, I feel a lot better about what I'm putting in my body as well. So the way that you've actually structured your main menu is in a sort of a build-your-own method where you can make your own naked bowl or a wrap. So you would select a base of some sort of grain or something like that. For example, you would have quinoa or rice or couscous or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you would have veggies and then a protein and a sauce in that order. So why did you decide to do this kind of building your own idea instead of just having a menu where all the flavors and options are set?
Yeah. The reason why we choose it, like, you know, build your own naked bowl, build your own wrap. We want to give people choices. A lot of time we are being taught that, okay, you have no choices. You order this, then you get this. But no, you know, eating healthy can be fun too. So you build what you want to eat every day because our intention is for people to eat healthy every day. So you cannot be eating the same meal, same combination all the time. So we give you a variety of choices so that, you know, you can, today you want to eat this, tomorrow you may want to eat this. Even my sauces, I have 14 sauces. Each day you choose one sauce, you can eat 2 weeks in a different taste. So, you know, that's the whole reason why we opted this, you know. It's so that you can choose what you want today, what's your flavors today, what you want to combine today, so that, you know, every day you have something fresh to try.
Yeah, I think that's another really interesting negative perception of healthy eating is the fact that it seems limited. You know, it's like, oh, I can only eat salads for the rest of my life, which is not, I mean, salads are great, don't get me wrong, but also not the case, right? In your case, you're trying to give people as many different combinations as possible so that they can still see that clean eating can still provide variety in their diet as well. And you actually mentioned to me off air that you have personally tried literally every single combination of every single thing on the menu.
Yeah.
Why was that so important to you?
You know, you see, me and my chef and my partners, they all like, you know, we have to sit down, we taste. We took 1 year to plan our menu. So it's like, you know, what we want to serve, how does each combination make the taste? Because it's very important. We have to make sure that we give people a variety. The variety have to be matches each other. So you cannot have this combination and not matching with the other combination so that, you know, it doesn't serve our purpose. So that's why, you know, we have to test every component of it, every layer of it, so that, you know, it matches. No matter how you mix it, it will match.
Yeah.
It will taste good.
I think that's really important to note that just because you have variety doesn't mean that you can neglect the flavor profile of your actual combinations as well. So, you know, that it really shows that, you know, there's so much work that goes into planning a menu. It's not as simple as just putting stuff there and expecting it to happen. You actually have to do so much work in knowing exactly what your customers are eating as well, which I think is really interesting. You also provide desserts apart from the naked bowl or wrap as well. You have some muffins and brownies and cakes and stuff like that. So why did you decide to include desserts instead of maybe just focusing on the savory kind of lunch or breakfast aspect of the menu?
We want to give our customer, like, you know, a whole meal kind of experience. Like, you know, people love dessert. People want to have appetizer. People love to have, like, you know, a main meal and then, like, you know, clean it up with the dessert. So, and I like certain food. I like certain dessert, but I hate sugar. I am not a friend of sugar. But, you know, and I know a lot of people not a friend of sugars as well. So it's like, you know, what do we do? And we cannot find any gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free or any kind of, like, you know, yummy dessert where it actually tastes the same as the comfort food that it's supposed to taste like. So, you know, we develop our own recipes. We substitute. We see how we can make this unhealthy dessert to a healthy manner where it's tasted and matches the original taste of it. So, yeah, so we want to put that in so that we also give a variety of people who have diet restrictions, you know, so that they can have a choice to enjoy what they want to eat. You know, like for a diabetic person, like they can't eat dessert. Most of the dessert serving out there is high of sugar content. So we want people to actually, you can still have a piece of brownies. You know, it's sugar free. So, you know, it's packed with fiber. So we want people to have that. That is our ultimate aim. That is, you know, that's the whole reason why we started our eatery.
Yeah, you know, I think especially in Malaysia where street food is so common, sometimes you forget that there are people who can't eat certain things. You know, for example, people who have celiac cannot eat gluten, like they physically cannot process it, right? And then you look at Malaysian food and the amount that of food that they can't eat. So to be able to cater to people who already have a very limited diet, but be able to provide, you know, some variety and some, you know, some extra flavors into their life is something that I think is really interesting as well. All right, well, it's time for a short break, but after that, I'll continue speaking to Jackie Leong about the healthy spin that she puts on Malaysian classics. So stay tuned to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. Before the break, I was speaking to Jackie Leong all about her health journey and how she came to create Ours Eatery. But now I'd like to talk a little bit more about the business kind of back end aspect of Ours Eatery, because we are a business radio station after all. I would love to sit here waxing lyrical about food all day, but I can't. So Ours Eatery is located in DC Mall.
Yeah.
What made you choose that location?
It's a new mall. And we think that, you know, it's a very strategic place where it is in between PJ and also Kuala Lumpur. So it's a matured neighborhood because we are introducing something we considered it as new trend kind of food, that eating healthy. So we can't go to, area where we need so much of educations, you know, telling them, you know, you eat healthy. We have to go to a neighborhood that where it's actually matured. They have this kind of exposure where they are more lifestyle and health conscious, where, you know, it is easy to accept by them. So that is part of the reason why we choose DC Mall.
And I think also with DC Mall, it's located, you know, there's a residence kind of area and there's also an office kind of area as well. So you can cater to both the work and home and really try to present like a lifestyle instead of just, oh, you go to work and you eat healthy there only, or you're at home and you eat only there healthy, that sort of thing, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm. So, you know, generally speaking, what would be like your kind of busiest hours? Is it mainly the work crowd or is it, you know, what is it like?
We have a mixed crowd. Like, definitely lunchtime is the peak time for us. And then our breakfast is actually also picking up. And then we do catering business. We do private meetings business. What I'm especially happy about is, like, you know, this catering business is actually picking up. It's because, like, we are actually catering for all the corporate offices, which is, you know, the management is actually interested about, okay, we don't want others, like, you know, like, we want healthy caterer. So there's no a specific healthy caterer in town. So we, when they found us, is they're very happy. They said, you know, we want to have a private meeting for 30 people for a board meeting. So they call us in. Okay, you gave us your menu, you propose something. So we want a healthy lunch. So we find that, you know, that makes us especially happy. It's not because that, or we get the business, but it's like, you know, people are actually accepting that if you want to, you can make a choice for yourself. You can go healthy, you know, even for meetings, even for businesses. So this is very important. This is very good for us.
Yeah, and you also work with a few delivery services as well, right?
Yes.
So this would be, I think, FoodPanda and GrabFood as
And Honestbee.
And
yes.
Honestbee.
Yes.
So how did you come to work with these delivery services?
We are in one location only. We are actually, we need to reach out to more people. So when this GrabFood, they came to approach us, we find that, oh yeah, this is good. This is something that we need to explore. We need to go out. We need to, you know, like, reach out to more people. So we said, okay, let's us go to, you know, all these food delivery partners. Mm. We started our own delivery service as well, but it's only to a restricted area. But with all these delivery partners, they can actually reach out to more. So it means I can get more people to eat healthy.
Mm. And yeah. I think it also helps because it's a slightly, I guess, cost-efficient way of getting your food out there without having to open another location so quickly as well.
Correct.
Right, I see. Okay, so let's just talk about a few of the dishes that you do have that are not part of the kind of building your own menu sort of thing that we talked about before the break. You have this thing for taking classic Malaysian food and really spinning it with a healthy element. One of your more recent additions to the menu is an oatmeal nasi lemak.
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk to us more about that. Why did you decide to do that, you know, to these classic Malaysian foods?
You know, one day, like, you know, we see everybody is doing nasi lemak and Malaysian love their nasi lemak. I love nasi lemak, but yeah, you cannot have it every day. It's not good for you.
It's in the name.
Correct.
It's literally just fat rice.
Correct. So it's like, you know, we want to eat nasi lemak. Basically, we did tell our chef, you know, can you make nasi lemak healthy? Can you do something, you know, with nasi lemak that we want to have something healthy about nasi lemak? So we sat down with my chef and said, okay, let's try a different varieties. What can we do? Everybody, like, people does with quinoa, people does with other grains as well. But no, okay, what can we do with oats? We come up with creamy oat to substitute the nasi so that, you know, it's an oatmeal. So people would think that, oh, it's a weird combination, you know, like oat is supposed to be something sweet. Now you're doing it savory and combine it with sambal. Then we put sumeji mushroom to substitute as the meat, you know, like they have the meaty taste and the texture. You know, when we put all the garnishing, everything together, it tastes with our own homemade sambal. Wow. Boom. It's work.
And also the interesting thing about oatmeal specifically as a replacement to rice is that it actually provides a lot of nutritional benefits as well, right?
Yes,
it's actually providing fiber where nasi lemak would actually provide fat.
Correct, correct. And then, you know, it's fill your stomach as well. It's fiber, it's protein. And then, like, you know, it's help you. And then, yeah, it's lower down your cholesterol.
So in a way, it's basically like almost the anti-nasi lemak. It's like what nasi lemak would normally give you, this takes away.
Correct, correct.
So that's really interesting. You know, I think that for Malaysians especially, because we love our food so much, we are so proud of our food, we're so proud of our cuisine, and it's something that we really, you know, we really put a focus on. I think any one of us has talked to a tourist or someone who is foreign and they ask us, what do you love about Malaysia? And we all say our food.
Yes.
So to be able to take that food, but also keep that clean eating idea in it and retain most of the elements, because to be fair, your nasi lemak doesn't change anything else almost apart from the oatmeal and the mushrooms.
Correct.
There's still sambal, there's still the nuts and the ikan bilis and everything.
Yes, yes.
But it's just those two elements that you have kind of shifted.
Yes.
And that little change has made all the difference.
Yes, and we bake our ikan bilis. We don't fry our ikan bilis.
Honestly, I would not have been able to tell. I've had the privilege of actually tasting that and I did not know that at all. I mean, I knew it logically because you oven everything, but yeah. I actually couldn't tell the difference. So there you go.
Yes.
Interesting. Right. As for the ingredients themselves, right, as you said, you actually put such a focus on getting really good fresh ingredients and not doing so much to them so that you actually can bring out the best of these ingredients. So where do you source your ingredients from?
We mostly locally source, you know, like we want to support locals, like, you know, the locals farmer market and then, you know, the local, you know, wet market. So we look for suppliers where, you know, where you send us, you know, most of the local food. And then we also want to make sure that, you know, that we continue serving the same good quality, freshest ingredients to all of you. So rather than, you know, you source everywhere where it's cheap and then it's like frozen, all those are not fresh anymore. So that, and also it's not environmental friendly. We Malaysian, we are so abundant with agriculturals, right? We have so many good food. We have so many things that, you know, we have access to. So we try to use it our own so that this makes this eatery more wholesome, more local.
Would you happen to have any thoughts about maybe introducing seasonal menus based on the seasons of your produce as well?
We do. We wanted to have, like, you know, seasonal menus. Mm. We did, you know, try it last year, but this is my first outlet. You know, we are overwhelmed with, oh, what our customer want? What can we do? What else should we be serving them? And then, like, when we put up something for a seasonal and become a staple, when we want to remove, we ask them, can we remove this? No, stay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really interesting as well, because I think there are a lot of restaurants where when they focus a lot on the ingredients, they do that kind of seasonal menu thing. But it's also important to note that it's also not as easy as it sounds. It's not just about getting the fresh products in and all this stuff at the peak season, but also you have to accommodate the fact that when you make good food, people will want that good food on the menu for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So there's a balance between, you know, getting the freshest ingredients, but also making sure that you can provide consistency for your customers as well. All right. Well, in that case, how do you justify your pricing based on all the factors, including the fact that the food is healthy and the freshness of your ingredients and the variety of combinations? How do you actually price your menu?
We do comparison prices with other eateries as well. We want to make sure that, you know, okay, how much people will pay for a lunch? How much people will be want to eat healthy, but they can still afford it? So this is how we price it. Our ultimate aim is to share wellness eating. Mm. It may not be making us, like, you know, like so profitable, like the high margins and everything, but our ultimate aim is like, you know, if you eat healthy, you bring your friends, you bring your family. So that is our profits. That is what we want. We want volumes. We want people to be able to eat healthy, but in an affordable price. So that, you know, tell me, you want to eat a salad, will you be paying high prices for that? You would rather not, because it's not filling. You know, you want to eat something that fillings that you can also afford it. So we want to make it, you can still afford it and you can eat good meal and it's at a fair prices.
I think especially for entrepreneurs as well who are, you know, especially in the F&B industry and service industries, it can be very easy to kind of forget what your product is trying to do, right? And to focus a lot on the money and trying to make a bigger profit, which is fair also because you want to be able to provide more and more for your customers. But I think that's really interesting that you've specifically said it's not really about that for you, right? This is genuinely like a passion project and it's more about trying to promote the lifestyle than it is about making the money itself.
Yes, yes.
Right, I see. Well, before we wrap up, what does Ours Eatery have planned for the future?
You know, we have our master plan. We wanted to franchise this business so that it will appear in more location. And then we definitely are expanding. We are in like scout of other locations where a high density place, it is definitely a good place for us. But, you know, again, it's not easy to find a suitable location because of the audience, of the acceptance of healthy food. So yeah, we are in search of that. Hopefully, you know, by next year, we will be appearing in more places.
All right. Well, hopefully our listeners can look out for more Ours Eateries on the way, but unfortunately that is all the time we have. Thank you so much, Jackie, for speaking to me all about Ours Eatery and the importance of clean eating today.
Thank you so much. All right. Hope all of you and will go to try.
All right. Well, if you've missed any of this interview, go ahead and download the BFM app on the Apple App Store or Google Play to listen to and or download the podcast if you want to listen to it again. I'm Christine Wong and this has been Enterprise. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.